Hey, Joe, where are you going with that head cheese in your hand?
Well, home to lunch, Bill.
I'll be right there. I'm just looking at these pictures of my dog.
Don't come near my house, Bill. How are the pictures?
I can't figure out why his eyes are red in every picture I take.
Well, that's easy. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Your dog is a devil dog, Bill.
Oh, well, I'll just take him over to another neighborhood and set him free.
Well, sure, but what about your goldfish?
My goldfish? What's wrong with my goldfish, Joe?
Do they stay still for minutes at a time, and then when you feed them, do they dart right at the food?
Yeah.
Demon fish, Bill. Someday they'll kill everyone in your house.
What about my cat, Joe?
Well, all cats are from hell, Bill. You know that.
No. I mean, will my goldfish eat my cat?
No. They're in league.
Oh, darn. What am I going to do? Demons and devils, what's the solution?
Demon flush from Tamerlane.
Demon flush from Tamerlane?
Demon flush from Tamerlane, Bill. The spirits that have possessed your pets read the words demon flush on the label. They get scared and take right off. The expensive ingredients inside are really just pablum. Come to think of it, you could just write the words demon flush on a piece of paper.
And that ought to work just as well.
Well, I don't care how much it costs, Joe. My pets are worth it. I'm going to get some demon flush from Tamerlane today.
Demon flush from Tamerlane is available at Chuck's Corrugated Box and Pharmacy, all Your Rash is Your Fault restaurants, and Mary and Pippin's Slime Bits Coast to Coast. He's the man of your dreams, the man who can lift you to unknown heights of ecstasy, the man whose touch sends spasms of pleasure up your gracefully arched spine, the man who speaks of passion like a poet, the man who can bring you to the brink with a glance from his knowing eyes, the man who showers you with kisses, gifts, and tender endearments, the man whose eyelashes beat like the wings of butterflies of love. The man from Ralph Mugbugger's More Mature Go-Go Exterminators, killing all the bugs, and you softly with his song. Keep the pests out of your house and the excitement in your life with Ralph Mugbugger's More Mature Go-Go Exterminators.
Hi, I'm Probe, one of Ralph Mugbugger's More Mature Go-Go Exterminators. Let me spray your baseboard.
Ralph Mugbugger's More Mature Go-Go Exterminators, Death to Bugs and Vive la Romance, listed in the yellow pages under Pests, Romantic Removal.
Hi, this is Diggy Schmooze, and listen, there's an election coming, so I have donated this time, foregoing my own interest, to provide this public service announcement. Many people refrain from voting, but before you do, ask yourself, why do we vote for public officials? You might say, because voting is a foundation of our system of government, or by voting I express my opinion on how government should be run, or you might say, if this is to be a government of the people, we the people must participate. Yeah, but really, it's because you get paid $100 as you leave the voting booth. Now, many people don't know this because they forgot to follow the proper procedure. To learn that proper procedure, send $50 to Dickie Schmooze, United We're Paid, Box 1, Exit Pole, Hawaii.
Football's on the air. It's the Coach Mary Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes Fighting, Coach Mary Sweatshirt.
Well, Coach, bet you're happy the School of Mimes season is finally over.
Yeah, Yash, and the players, as is accustomed with a beloved coach after a big win, dumped Gatorade on me.
No, A, you lost. B, it wasn't the fans, it was the alumni. And C, it wasn't Gatorade, it was kerosene.
Oh, yeah, then why did they carry me off the field on their shoulders?
They rode you off the field on a rail after they tarred and feathered you, and I wish you'd at least tried to clean up before you came into the studio.
Oh, gee, I thought that kid's family was looking at me funny on that last recruiting trip.
Recruiting trip? I didn't think NC2A regulations allowed you to make a recruiting trip yet, Coach.
Oh, well, then it's a good thing I'm in disguise as a chicken.
On to your predictions. Last week you were 2-1, a total of 7-20 on the year. The race for the national championship begins with Penn State at Indiana.
Indiana, inspired by the brilliance of their former coach, Lee Corso, will win 75-5.
Fired for a reason, Corso watches the Lions fall. East Carolina visits Auburn.
Does Bo Jackson still play for Auburn?
No.
Charles Barkley?
No.
Then, decimated by graduation and in a rebuilding year, Auburn loses 3-2.
East Carolina capitalizes on Auburn's sense of nostalgia. Finally, Kansas at Nebraska.
Nebraska's quarterback, comedian Albert Brooks, can't hit his wide receivers, so Kansas has an easy 67-66 win.
It's Brooke Beringer, and you've been talking to Bill McCartney again, haven't you?
The Beatle?
No, that's Paul McCartney. This is Bill McCartney.
Edgar Bergen's puppet?
No, that's Charlie. Yeah, Coach. Edgar Bergen's puppet. And I noticed you picked the top 3 teams in the country to lose.
Well, looks like another title for Notre Dame.
Till next time, this is Yasha Foymi saying, this tar is hard to ignite. Anyone got a blowtorch or a railroad flare? Get over here, Coach. The following is a paid attack on an individual's character.
Tomorrow, I'll be elected to office, but you won't know which office or who I am because I won't tell you my name. My opponent is a deranged maniac with the brains of an ice cube and the charm of pig slop. Now, I've tried to avoid negative campaigning. When I called my opponent a stupid ass, I was referring to his love for animals. But he shot back with lies about me, saying that if I'm elected, it won't be safe to walk the streets. He's wrong. It will be safe. It just won't be allowed. My opponent has had many extramarital affairs. In 1974, he called a radio station and said, "I'm a girl watcher." It's on tape. In 1979, he was heard to confess that he was on the highway to hell. And in 1985, a 60 Minutes camera crew caught him in the shower, loudly exclaiming, "I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener." Is this the kind of skirt-chasing, devil-worshipping, perverted masochist we want? No, I am. Vote for me.
Paid for by the committee to elect the man who won't tell us his name. Guy who reads all the magazines at the grocery store but doesn't buy any. Treasurer.
Station number H brings you election night coverage like you've never seen before. Circus clowns and street mimes cover all the big races.
Whatty-do, boys and girls. This is Fluffo the Clown with a big coconut cream pie live at Speaker Tom Foley's election night party. Hoo!
Be a part of America Beats Around the Bush 94 as the electorate sends a garbled message to our nation's capital. Our Station number H reporters will be on the scene.
This is Newt Gingrich. Support Proposition 188. Let's deport street mimes and make America verbal again.
Election night coverage with circus clowns, street mimes, and armed analysis from Station number H election headquarters. This is the Mean Farmer, and today on the Mean Farmer Show, it's election day. Time to vote. Exercise the franchise. Suffrage.
It's the kind of election I really love, too. You know, a mean one. And some of those politicians, you look in their eyes and, well, they know. Oh, you know they know. Oh, they know. Go vote. Take the pit bulls with you.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, how to vote. I don't want to get too specific about who I'm voting for, but let me just say that the most gender-sensitive man in America is Newt Gingrich, and I'd sure like to see him become Speaker of the House of Representatives. Newt Gingrich will tell us who's normal and who our enemies are. He started already. When Newt says you're normal, what do you think will happen when you run into someone or a gang of someone that Newt has called your enemy? Think they'll rob you or beat you up? No way. So if you're concerned about crime, it's always comforting to have groups of people singled out as enemies. And you can tell how evolved Newt Gingrich is just by the fact that he's from Georgia. That's a neutral name. George, Georgia. That great movie, It's Pat, could have been called It's Georgia. Or for that matter, It's Newt. Now there's a name that could be a man's or it could be a woman's. More precisely, it's a salamander's. So you know he'll stand up for women's issues. Vote for the people who will help put Newt Gingrich in charge of America. It's what all sensitive 90s guys want. Well, that's a Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me. Thanks for tuning in. Now go vote for someone.
Well, hi, Bill. I see those burns haven't quite healed yet.
Oh, no, Joe. Who'd have thought spontaneous combustion could happen to a polo pony?
How's Prince Charles?
Oh, not so good. Mm. Say, where are you going with that big, ugly bird?
Well, Bill, you know how depressing funerals can be?
Oh, sure, Joe.
Well, think how that would change if hovering just feet away from the casket is a Tamerlane Life of the Wake Vulture.
A Tamerlane Life of the Wake Vulture?
A Tamerlane Life of the Wake Vulture. Just think, Bill, people crowd into the funeral home, but instead of mourning for the deceased, they worry about him. Every time the vulture spreads his wings or sings his song of hunger.
Great idea, Joe. Funerals will never be the same again. I'm going to get a Tamerlane Life of the Wake Vulture today. By the way, whose funeral are we going to?
No one's yet, Bill. I'm just following you around.
You and your Tamerlane Life of the Wake Vulture.
Tamerlane Life of the Wake Vultures are on sale now at all Creepy Davies gum and flower shops, Aunt Sal's pork and perfume counters, and from any radio talk show host.
Hi, I'm the candidate who wouldn't tell you his name. Thanks to your votes, I might have been elected yesterday, but you'll never know because I still won't tell you my name. This election was all about giving America back to the people who bankrolled my campaign. This election was about an angry electorate striking out at politicians and the corrupt system. Well, they're not angry at me. They don't know who I am. In the next couple of years, good things and bad things will happen. The good things will be because of me. The bad things are somebody else's fault. Remember that. And remember me, the man you never knew. I just might be in charge.
Ices, Dickie Schmooze, and listen. Once again, I am foregoing this, the small amount of time allotted to me to make a living, for completely unselfish reasons. Happy anniversary to the Classic Morning Show. And I mean that. Even though you guys would exist even if you weren't on the radio. Okay, I'm not jealous. That's why I got each one of you a gift. To get that gift, send $105 to Dickie Schmooze, Surplus Potpourri, Box 1, Garden in the Bag, Panama.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday, Mean Farmer, how's your new Teflon knee? Yeah, it's my birthday, and I love a party-o, you know I love a party-o, you know. Last year we had a birthday party for Tiffany Amber Short Shins. Yeah, parents, you know, remember when you name your kids that someday they're going to be old, real old. Tiffany Amber is now 106. She doesn't much look like a Tiffany Amber anymore. Hey, we had her birthday party over at the Mumbling Pines Rest Home. Gave her some Metamucil Punch with a little wild turkey in it. Woo! Have another shot there, Tiffany. And the male stripper came out. Well, it wasn't really a male stripper. It was Carl Lumpnoggin from the feed store, dressed up like a highway patrolman, took his clothes off like he does from time to time. Only this time, of course, he didn't get arrested. Tiffany Amber was all over him. Oh, golly. Luckily, all the candles on the cake set off the sprinkler system and hosed him down. Moist, wrinkly flesh everywhere. Woo! Impressive. Well, today it's my birthday, and I'm planning a quiet day alone at home with a new Victoria's Secret catalog and the pit bulls, a little birthday chaw, and a moment of quiet reflection on the passage of time. Well, that's enough contemplation. Where's that wild turkey? Tiffany Amber, look! Look what came in the mail. It's that teddy we ordered for you from Fredericks and Des Moines. Yeah, have another sip of punch there, Tiff. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show... Well, it ain't a party without some party games, so let's play Pin the Tail on the Donkey. No, really. Really, here. Hold this staple gun. I'll go get the donkey. Happy birthday to me. How's my new Teflon knee?
Football's on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting, Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Hi, Yash. I'm happy to announce that the Nebraska School of Mimes has established a scholarship in my honor.
No, Coach, that's not a scholarship. I've seen the posters. It's a bounty. They're looking for you.
I'm sure it's to reward me. We had our most successful season ever.
No on-the-field deaths?
No on-the-field deaths.
Last week you were 0-3, making you 7-23 on the year. On to this week's big games, Pitt at Miami.
Pitt will confuse Miami fans by not wearing their road uniforms, but instead will be attired in costumes from the Merry Wives of Windsor, so Pitt will win 5-4.
Shakespearean period costumes net Pitt a victory. South Carolina at Florida, Coach.
I called my good friend, Florida Coach Steve Spurrier. We go way back. And you know what he said? Hang on, I've got one of those bounty posters, and I'm turning you in. So it sounds like they've given up. I think South Carolina went 88-86.
The Gators get a busy signal, and Nebraska travels to Iowa State.
I expect to be the coach of Iowa State next year, so if they use some of the advanced plays I sent them, they'll win 55-0.
Quick, Coach, who's Nebraska's quarterback?
Ned Beatty.
And wait, how in the world did you get Ned Beatty out of Brooke Behringer?
Am I right? What?
Never mind. This is Joshua Foymi. Till next time, reminding you, Jim Walden ain't so bad after all, is he? Come on, Cyclone fans. Gals, have you had it with guys? Guys, they never call, or worse, they never leave. Guys, they never say the right thing, or when they do, it's to someone else. They don't understand. They can't. They're guys. So gals, get the magazine that never mentions guys. The magazine that talks about you and you alone. Fed Up with Guys magazine. With articles by Lonnie Anderson, Hide the Toupee and Be Happy Again. Ivana Trump, Oops, I Forgot I Was Fed Up with Guys. And Kevin Costner, Turns Out I'm Just Another Stupid Philandering Guy After All. Plus, Fed Up with Guys magazine features fashion articles like Who Cares About Fall? And more neat new hairstyles guys won't notice. Fed Up with Guys magazine, with hints on changing the locks, piling guys' possessions up on the curb, and kiss and tell. 100 things guys hate for you to tell about them after the breakup. Fed Up with Guys magazine, with Princess Di on the cover every month at newsstands now. Well, the Minnesota Cowboys are on the air. Hello again, sports fans, and welcome to Chicago Dolphin Football on WW2, the home of the Dallas Patriots. And now, here's the voice of the Los Angeles Colts, former running back.
Thanks, all-time great. Hi, everybody. I'm former running back, along with all-time great, and your Green Bay Buccaneers are kicking off to our hometown, New York 49ers.
We interrupt Arizona Brown football for this important news bulletin. A comet has struck the planet Earth, ending all life. Repeat, shots have been fired at First Lady Hillary Clinton by Republican firebrand Newt Gingrich. We take you now to the scene of the crash in our own loose cannon.
Thank you, Artie announcer. Thank you so much. Words cannot express my thanks. No, really, I feel gratitude from the bottom of my heart. I'm touched, really touched. Thank you.
Now, back to boxing. During this round, you can call in for this beautiful zirconian chia pet. Have your credit card expiration date burned into your skull.
Our own Seattle Broncos have scored again, so now, in keeping with the friendly wager the governor's made, all prisoners in Montana will be set free.
What are we watching here, Stupid Larry?
Well, an evil force has blended all 796 cable channels into one, Space Commander Wack. There's too much power. Earth is doomed.
Nonsense, Stupid Larry. I'll just cut off all the electricity to the spaceship. Stupid Larry?
Yes, Space Commander Wack. The spaceship ran on electricity.
Yes, and as I recall, I myself was on an electric life support system, wasn't I?
Yep, and Glorf the dead Martian dog was on an electric death support system.
Rats, and I wanted that zirconian chia pet.
There's always Glorf.
Kickstart me, Stupid Larry. Well, it's the cold season again. The sniffles, the watery eyes, the stuffed up head. You feel miserable. You can't breathe. You're uncomfortable. Your nose is sore from constant blowing. Your ears are all plugged up and everything sounds like you're underwater. There's too much work to be done to stay home. You've got that big meeting today. Lunch with that important client. That big project to finish up. You can't call in sick. I've got a cold. Bosses think it's wimpy to call in with a lousy little cold.
but you know how bad you feel. And you know cold medicine just doesn't work. It just makes you spacey, out of touch. Finally, thanks to voters in Oregon, you've got a choice. When that cold's got you in its grip, drop dead. Yes, new Drop Dead tablets. Take two. Drop Dead. No more cold, no more work, no more inconvenient brain activity. Drop Dead tablets on sale now in the tamper-proof bottle.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, oops, last week I expressed my voting preference, and I honestly thought that anyone with a cute name like Newt would make a sensitive leader for the 90s. Guys everywhere followed my lead, resulting in a huge landslide. But I've since found out some things about this Newt that make me think he's not really very cute after all. Oh well, one good thing. There's nothing more uniquely male, yet more sensitive, than protest music. And with the revisionist cultural war on, there's sure to be plenty of protest music in the coming years. All those children's books authors whose works will be banned, they'll need a song to cheer them up. Welfare moms who wonder where their kids have been taken, they'll need their own Barry Maguire. And the troops fighting against the United Nations, well, we'll have to have a blowing in the wind for them. There's a man with a gun over there. Don't worry, he's harmless, unless you're a doctor. Is folk music the height of male evolution? We'll soon find out. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Station number H presents the motion picture event of the year. A curse has transformed him. Now he rules the wintry night. Unhuman, more than a man. Creeping into houses, wandering across rooftops, condemned to his fate. Unhuman, more than a man. Year upon year, decade upon decade, century upon century, beyond age, beyond death, he emerges from his lair with his minions of the night. Racing the sun, he must complete his unholy task by dawn. Unhuman, more than a man.
Ho. Ho. Ho.
Tom Cruise in Interview with Santa Claus, based on the book by Anne Rice. Interview with Santa Claus, The Elf Chronicles, rated R. Thursday on Station Number H after Pulp Friction, a violent look at the newsprint industry.